Let's get to Meller's waiver wire. It is brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey.
You're damn right it is, Sylvie, and you can't say those words without playing the little jingle. Tullamore, Tullamore, Tullamore Dew. And I know Waddle loves it, so I always give it to him.
I do love it. I think it's great.
Tullamore Dew action there for you. All right, boys, for your week 8 waiver wire targets. Running backs, I always start with them because that's always what people need the most help with, supply and demand. Deontay Foreman should come as no surprise, but he's still available in 51% of leagues.
Wow.
So just over half, of course, with 130 scrimmage yards and 3 touchdowns. He should be your top target, especially while Khalil Herbert continues to be out. And with Roshan Johnson yet to clear concussion protocol, obviously, Foreman should be your top priority, but I will say, once we do learn that Roshan Johnson is out, when he returns, I would expect him to see at least a 50-50 split with Foreman, but I think what Foreman's game from this past Sunday does is it gets him involved no matter what. Roshan Johnson, I don't think, will just step in and assume the lead role because
Foreman
looked very good, so I think that's the takeaway here. Foreman, your top target if he's available in your league. Couple of Rams running backs. Now, Daryl Henderson is available in 88% of leagues. It was, you know, a debacle with the Sean Evans waiver wire last week. He was still even though he was on the roster and Daryl Henderson and Royce Freeman were not, Henderson and Freeman stepped into the top shares in the Rams backfield. I think Henderson is the guy who had the better performance, 18 for 61 and a touchdown, but that doesn't mean that Royce Freeman didn't see his share of action. He had 66 yards on 12 carries, and it was almost a split role. So even though I expect Henderson to be the guy who goes for more fab in most leagues, I think it's almost a 50-50 split based on what we saw. It just happened that Henderson scored the touchdown this past week. Somebody who I think is a little bit under the radar for you, Devin Singletary. The Houston Texans were on bye last week, so he didn't have any stats. But the previous week, started to work his way into their backfield. And even though I think most people think Damian Pierce is the lead running back for the Texans, I think Devin Singletary showed you a couple weeks ago for 12 for 58, including a reception. I think he's somebody who might be kind of taking away that lead role from Damian Pierce. So if Singletary is available, he's out there in 74% of leagues. He could be somebody who you might be able to grab and you don't have to necessarily put in as the top waiver wire target. Somebody who I gave out last week, but he's still out there. Sylvie slyly picked him up in our league. He's available in 65% of leagues. Josh Downs for the Colts. You saw why, though. He had over 100 yards, had a touchdown, and with Gardner Minshew showing that he has a good rapport with him, I think Josh Downs, again, if you're in one of those 65% of leagues where he's available, you're going to want to grab him. A guy who's out there in almost every league, DeMario Douglas, 99% available. The Patriots wide receiver finally getting some run for them, and he is an explosive playmaker. So even though I don't love the Patriots passing game, he's a dynamic player who they invested a little bit in the draft. So I think DeMario Douglas in deeper leagues is somebody who you might want to go ahead and check out if you need him. And then finally, if you need some quarterback help, Kyler Murray. The Arizona Cardinals have opened his 21-day window to return from the PUP list. He's available in 77% of leagues, and even though he may not return this week, if you need some quarterback help, he might be the guy who you can scoop up off the waiver wire and help you down the stretch later in the season.
They're gonna play him?
I think so.
Would they trade him? Does he have any trade value?
Ooh, I don't think with that contract.
That's true.
I just don't think that would work. Honestly, though,
They just signed him.
Yeah, I think that's why they're.
That was a dumb signing. They got forced into signing. I don't know how.
That you want to talk about bad organizations?
Yes.
Consider the signing happened, and then they immediately
fired the GM, right?
But they had the clause about studying. Remember with the iPad?
Sure. And then didn't they fire the general manager soon after they signed him?
Steve Keim.
Yes.
And then Cliff Kingsbury was out.
Look, it looks like the Deshaun Watson contract may even eclipse that one as the worst in major sports history.
What happened to him?